private judging. And that we're going to takes us to problem 122 and 123. Private judging divides into two: private judging by contract and private judging by court referral. So let's look at problem 122. It refers again to example in your book 115, which builds on the facts of example 114, the train whistling blowing case. In 115, it changes the facts a bit so that the parties agree upon private judging. Private judging by contract rather than litigation. Here, would private judging be better for the parties than would litigation? Would be the question. And will the parties receive a more timely decision at a lower cost? Will the process be less confrontational and involves less discovery? Discovery is the process where inquiries are being done, evidence are being sought by each time, and may take times, days to produce, or weeks or months to produce documentation. This takes us to problem 123. Here, I'm asking you, or the book's asking you, to identify a dispute where private judging by contract would be appropriate. And then return your answers up to 121 in your assignment if that is given to you. Question here, would private judging provide the parties with a better process and outcome than litigation? And then you would check the cause, the degree of discovery, timeliness of the outcome and finality, and the impact on the parties' continuing relationship should they go with private judging. All right, so all that you would take in consideration, whether it would be better for the parties to use private judging than litigation.